Right. Why do you think more and more Canadians are deciding that marriage is not necessary? You can text in 99925. Are you surprised at this? Yes or no? We'd love to get your thoughts. It's Vinny, Nikki, and Sam. Angus Reid. They just polled Canadians, and now this poll has found fewer than half say it's important that a couple plans to spend the rest of their lives together to get legally married, but 53% say marriage is not necessary. Apparently, a majority are of the view that getting hitched is a more genuine form of commitment than living in a common law relationship. Are you guys surprised hearing these numbers, hearing these results?
No, not really surprised. They said that 3/4 of 18 to 34-year-olds have never been married, which is a lot different than it was in the past. And that 1 in 6 said they're not really, like, inclined to ever. They're like, it's not really important to me. Yeah. They also found that most people didn't think, they rejected the idea that a religious wedding is more legitimate than a civil wedding. And more people are just sort of in favor of common law relationships.
Yeah. It's clear that religious views have changed. It's much different than it was like 50 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. Also, divorces are so common. And I think there's a lot of young people who see a lot of divorce around them, whether it's their parents, and it just maybe it doesn't inspire them to get married. They see relationships crumbling around them and just like it's not worth it. Back in the day, it was so common that everybody got hitched and got married, but not anymore.
I think there are like a lot of factors at play. It's also like people are broke. You're seeing them talk about how millennials can't afford to buy a house, let alone save, what, $30,000 in some cases for a wedding. So I think there's that. There's also the idea is gone that it's taboo to live with somebody when you're not married, especially as a female. You know, like as a female, you there was one point where you lived at home until someone chose you. Mm-hmm. And then you went until someone would have you. And then
are you courting anyone nowadays?
And then you got married. So I think like more and more, it's just not like frowned upon when you're single or when you're living in a common law situation.
Yeah. Plus, let's be honest, it doesn't hurt to have your options open, right? It's true. It's true. I've been in a relationship now over 3 years. Mm-hmm. Getting married would not change a thing the way I feel about her. You know, weddings, like you said in the past, it was to appease other people in the family to make it official. But now to commemorate it, I mean, I don't need it. I really don't feel the urgency or the desire or have the desire to want to stamp it officially. I mean, it's nothing's going to change in our relationship.
All right. We're getting a lot of texts at 9925.
Yeah, I think we may continue to see a drop as well, especially with the younger generations being painted as the generations who like will do things their own way. You know, I'm not going to do anything just because you told me to do
it. Exactly.
So I think more and more we're probably going to see the rate decline.
Taking my life back.
Okay. All right. Text in 9925. We'll get to your text after Katy Perry and Roar. It's the Beat 925. Why do you think more and more Canadians are choosing not to get married? A new poll from Angus Reid says that 53% of Canadians say marriage is simply not necessary. Lots of texts coming in at 9925 this morning. You can chime in on the phones as well. For me, I'm more old school, more traditional. I don't judge anybody, though, if they don't choose to get married. I always thought it was something that I wanted to do, clearly. I mean, even when it failed, I even still believed in marriage.
Try again.
Dust yourself off and try again. Let's go to the phones. Cindy's on the line. What do you think?
I think it's a good idea. I mean, we have a choice now. Women work, men work, commitment. We stay together and marriage is not that important anymore. I think if you love you, what's the ring and what's the piece of paper saying that you're married, you know?
Okay, so you guys don't have that discussion about possibly getting married at one point?
No, we both work. Like I said, we have new puppies. So now we just, life is complete like that. No need to get married.
I think a lot of people sort of have that fear. You're like, everything is great. Why do I want to like shake things up too?
Yeah, exactly. And then if ever something happens, you don't want to think about that. But if something happens, it's much more or less complicated.
Gotcha. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Text here, 9925. A lot of people back in the day got married so they can leave their parents' house. That's true. That was a step. Like, they only can leave.
Like I said.
If they got married.
I can't go out into the world without a man. whatever will I do out there?
So much has changed. Samantha, what do you think?
I think it's kind of sad.
Yeah? How come?
Well, because to me, I've always felt like marriage is a natural step in a romantic relationship. And if, you know, less and less people are getting married, to me, that seems like less and less people are taking their relationship seriously.
Real? So you only think that a relationship is serious if they're married?
Oh, no, that's not what I'm saying. But at the same time, I feel like it's a natural step, like making that lifetime commitment.
All right, thanks for the call. Sam, we got a question on our text line. People want to know if you will ever marry your girlfriend.
Never say never.
I've actually informally proposed twice and I was shot down both times.
Well, so. I was going to say, they're assuming she wants to marry him. Right. It's not a fair assumption to make.
All right. Thanks for the text this morning at 99.25. Charlie Puth.